We have the schus today of having an old friend of mine and one of the biggest Mabitzei Torah, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Naftali Kaplan, a Kohen, to speak for us. Naftali was my chaver in yeshiva when I was in yeshiva. We were here together. Naftali was the Talmid Muvik of the Mashgiach, of David Kongos, and he went on to, he moved to Eretz Yisrael and established two great yeshivas and one of the biggest Mabitzei Torah Mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael, and we appreciate very much that he came to be mechabed us with his words.
I feel to a certain extent like the Pasuk, Omnis Hoya Raglenu Bisharach Yerushalayim, to Yeshiva Zatzal, Moshe Ruderman. He used to tell us all the time that the Yeshiva where they learn Torah is like Yerushalayim, like Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim Mokom HaKadosh. So my eyes stand in Neri Yisrael. 77 years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva and I came to the yeshiva at the same time. And now I'm standing here, I feel like Omdos Hoya Raglenu Bisharach Yerushalayim. And all the kaschus that the Eibishter gave me the opportunity that I could, you're familiar with the words Alma Matra Mislama, but Baruch Hashem, I'm able to come back to Mokom HaTorah. May Mokum Yuniko of Torah, whatever I have, I got it in this place, the other building, but in the Shiva, Omdos Hoya Raglenu Bisharach Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk, Chazal, Noach Lele Yodam Shalom Nivro. Noach Lele Yodam Shalom Nivro. That a person would have been better off had he not been created. The Maisa, we know that the Eibishter is a Tov, Mitiv Chesed, Barachami, Mahavo, all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these things, and he wants what's good for Klal Yisrael. So why is the Chazal say then that Noach Lo'odam Shalom Nivro, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person and he could make him however he wanted, so why is Noach Lo Shalom Nivro? I thought of a sort of understanding the following. The Eibishter made the world, Olam Hazeh. He also made the world, Olam Habo. His purpose in creation was that eventually the Nivroim that he created should go to Olam Haba. And Olam Haba is the Mokom or Idon HaGodol Mikol HaIdonim Shlemus from the Eibishter HaTovo Hano. The epitome of everything is Olam Haba. And the Eibishter, that's why he made the world, because of that. If that's the case, so when the Eibishter put us the Chatchil into Olam Haba, just like he put the Srafim, the Ofanim, the Chayas HaKedish, all the Malachim, he put them in the Makom Ruchani. He could just as well have put us into Olam Haba. If anyway we're going to go there, so another 60, 70, 80 years, why didn't Eibishter put us Chatchil into Olam Haba? So we learn from Chazal, Yishalmi, that there's such a thing called Namad Dekisufa. Namad Dekisufa means, in translation, shameful bread, which the idea is when a person gets something for nothing, then he doesn't feel good about it. Something that a person builds by himself, creates by himself, he feels it much more happiness in using it than if he buys the same thing, even if it'll be more expensive and a better quality and a better this and a better that. But if he doesn't make it, he lacks the feeling of, I made it. And the feeling of, I made it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the human being, that the human being should have such a feeling of, Ani Asiti, I did it myself. I was the one that created it. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to make the Hano of Olam Haba more meaningful, also because he wants us to be domelo, we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us as much as possible to, while we are in this world, to bring ourselves to a matter of heavy domelo, being be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists only because of himself. Nobody made him, nobody created him, nobody brought him into existence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Nivroim that he created, they should be able, when they come to Olam Haba, they should be able to enjoy Olam Haba completely and not to be having what's called Nama Dekisufo, bread of shame, that they're getting something for nothing, and therefore lacking the mila of self-creation, self-determination, self-being, making yourself into what you are. In order to do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Olam Hazeh, and in this Olam Hazeh, either before the Chet of Adam Rishon, who had his Nisoyin of eating of Deitz Hadas with the Gevaldik HaYetzahor to do it, and he was Nichshol. After that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remade the world in a different manner, that we have Olam Hazeh, Mitzvah, Taryag Mitzvah, Ramachese, Shasar Losese. He made the world different. And through that, he gave the person the obligation, the job, that he should make himself into a perfect human being. And if he makes himself into a perfect human being, so he will be, to a certain extent, be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the one that made himself what he is. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists because he exists, nobody made him. So the same thing, a person, to a certain extent, the lesson of the Derech Hashem, to a certain extent, he also makes himself. He creates in himself perfection. He does all the mitzvahs. He doesn't do the averis, or whatever to what extent it is. And relative to that extent, when he comes to Olam Haba, he won't have Nama Dekisufa. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being with this possibility, that when he comes to Olam Haba, he won't be ashamed that he's getting Olam Haba for nothing. Adrabah, he's getting something that he deserves. First of all, he deserves Olam Haba because he was a tzaddik. Secondly, he deserves Olam Haba to enjoy it extremely because he's the one who made it possible for himself to get Olam Haba. So therefore, there won't be any Nama Dekisufo. Then comes out that the Ikar Tachlis of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in creating the human being comes out to be very good. If so, so why does it say Noach Lo Olam Shelo Nivro? According to what we said just now, which is more or less quotation from the Derech Hashem, so it comes out that the Maisa person is better off having been born. The answer is that the Maisa, the Rov Bnei Adam, are not successful in making themselves worthy of an Olam Haba. So if we put it in terms of numbers, we'll say like this. Olam Haba is 1,000. Person goes to Olam Haba, he got number 1,000. If he goes to Olam Haba without Nama Dekisufo, then it'll be worth 2,000. But if, however, he doesn't get to Olam Haba, Mitzah, he's doing 1,000, but he's only holding back 200 or 300 or 400 or 500, but not enough to get himself to Olam Haba, Mitzah, is Maisim, then Lo Achlo Olam Shelo Nivro. Why? Because the Maisa, since he was created, and he didn't succeed in making himself into a better person to the extent necessary to get to Olam Haba, so not only he won't have Olam Haba, But even if he has Olam Haba, a small Olam Haba, but it'll be with Namadiki Sufa, because he doesn't really deserve it. So then we'll say, we'll ask, if so, so why should he go to Olam Haba at all? How does he get to Olam Haba? If he's not worthy of Olam Haba, so forget about the question of Namadiki Sufa, but he's not worthy of Olam Haba, he shouldn't get Olam Haba. The answer is, Ramchal, in the Sefer Das Tfunis, he says like this, using again the number of 1,000, 1,000 people were created. Of this 1,000 people that were created, 100 became big tzaddikim. These big tzaddikim, they're going to go to Olam Haba, a very gvaldik Olam Haba, and not only are they going to go to Olam Haba, they're going to go to Olam Haba without Namadiki Sufa. What with the other 900? The other 900 make a cheshbon like this. Had he been created lechatchilin and put into Olam Haba, not into Olam Hazeh, so he'll be sure he's going to have a good Olam Haba. The Olam Haba will have a chesaron. The chesaron is there'll be Namadiki Sufa. So therefore, in retrospect, as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, we say he'd been better off going straight to Olam Haba and have Namadiki Sufa than not going to Olam Haba. And of course, if you don't go to Olam Haba, you're not going to have Namadiki Sufa. So therefore, Noach Lo Olam Shalom Nivro is talking about the 90. The 90 people, if they would have gone straight to Olam Haba, they'd be better off than having to go through Olam Hazeh and not being able to go to Olam Haba inside their Maisim. What will Taka happen with them in such a case? So says the Reb Chaim, Misha Chaim Mitzato in the Das Tfunis, he says that the 100 tzaddikim, because of what they did, they made themselves into tzaddikim, and they, because they became tzaddikim, and they were zeche to be able to go to Olam Haba mitzad their maisim, and also they're able to go, they'll be no Namadiki Sufa, because they will deserve Olam Haba. So we have here, of the 1,000 people, 100, they'll come to Olam Haba, very deserving of it. And not only that, they'll have a very gevaldike Olam Haba, because they won't be Namadiki Sufa. Continues the Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisei chesed shelo b'avos Hashem esamo Yisrael, he will allow, he would make it possible that the 100 people who are tzaddikim will pull along the other 90. He'll pull along the other 90, the tzaddikim. So he pulls them along, understandably, they won't be on the same adrego as the ones who got to Olam Haba on their own, and did not have Namadiki Sufa. And these people, these 90, will slip along the other 900 people, that they should also come to Olam Haba with a minimum of Namadiki Sufa. They'll have a little bit Namadiki Sufa. But if not, that they would be born Michlal, they would Michlal not be born. So therefore, Noach Lo Olam Shelo Nivro is talking, says Chazal, V'achshav Shenivro, Yifashvish M'maisov, Yimashvish M'maisov. Now that he was created, he should examine what he does and examine the things that he does good to see that they are 100% good. Therefore, even though when 1,000 people were born, only 90 were able to be Mikayim, the Yifashvish M'maisov, Yimashvish M'maisov, even though only 100 of them were able to be Mikayim it, but this 100, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound by numbers, Ki Atem HaMa'at Mikol HaAmim, he's not bound by numbers. Since he's not bound by numbers, so he will let, because of his chesed, Avas Hashem, he will let the 100 schlep, pull along the other 900, that they should also be in Olam Haba, even though on the lower level. It could be that had Kosh Baruch Hu Lechatchila put them in Olam Haba, could be they'd be better off. But there's Bechira, and everybody has Bechira that they could be from the 100 and not the 900. So therefore Kosh Baruch Hu makes 1,000 people and gives each one of them the ability that he should be from the 100 and not the 900. So in reality, though, for them, could be would they have been better off if they lachfilu went to Olam Haba and had a nice big chunk of Olam Haba. I don't have namadiki sufa. It's a problem. So Noach lo shalom nivro. You would have been better off had he not been created this way, and he would have to have the chance to make himself better. So it turns out, Lemaisa, that every single person that is born of 1,000 people, every one of them could be the 100, and that's why Kosh Baruch Hu made all 1,000, that every one of them could be from the 100, and being in the from 100, he will get Olam Haba, and won't have Namad Kisufa. Adds the Ramchal, in the Das Tunis, he adds, that since this 100, who are deserving of Olam Haba, and won't have Namad Kisufa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the ability to pull along the other 900, so therefore, since they are pulling along the other 900, that's going to be a Gvaldik Eschus for them. So they're going to have now three things. First of all, they'll have Olam Haba because they deserve it. They were tzaddikim. Secondly, they won't have Namad Kisufa because they earned the right to go to Olam Haba. Thirdly, they have a Gevaldik Eschus that they pulled the other 900 to also come to Olam Haba, even though it won't be such a high madregum, even though there might be a little bit Namad Kisufa because they're getting something relatively they don't deserve. But Afal Pi Kein, just like by the Arba Minim, we say that the Arba Minim, one is Mechaper and the other, and therefore the Arvavus is one of the Arba Minim. In Chazal, we find that the Tzaddikim, they're Mechaper for the door, they make the door better, being Kapor for the door. So also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in such a way that the Maise, the 100, who are Zechet through their Maisim Tevim, the Maisei Tzidkis, and are getting Olam Haba, deserving without Namad Kisufa, will get more Schar Yed, because they pull the other 100 of Klal Yisrael also into Olam Haba to a certain extent. Avad will be very different. Now a Bocher, who comes to Yeshiva, he has a Breiro. He can be from the 100, he can be from the 900. He has a Breiro. If the Maisel will be from the 900, so we say on him, Noach lo shalom nivro, even better off lechatchila going straight to Olam Haba. True, you'd have a problem with Namad Kisufa, but you have a tremendous amount of Olam Haba. So the 900, Noach lo shalom nivro. But the 100 who became perfect, or close to perfect, they were tzaddikim, did Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they, for them it was kedai to have Olam Haba. So the Noach lo Olam Shalom Nivro is talking about the 900. But otherwise, Yifashreish Memaisov, Yimashmeish Memaisov, is to examine the things that he does, examine them, if they're good or not good, and even if they are good, exactly what are they doing with the good? Are they doing it perfectly or only partially? That's because I'll say this person should go to that effort. So therefore, if a person finds himself, Cholila, in the 900, he has to do something to change. Because otherwise, it will be said on him, Noach lo shalom nivro, you'd be better off lechatchila to go to Olam Haba, and that's it. But every single person has that bechira. Every person who is in the Mokum Terim, in the yeshiva, does Baruch Hashem produce Gevaldike Talmide Chachomim, Gevaldike Anoshim Tzidkim, Gevaldike Hatzlocha. The yeshiva is a place that's open for the person that he can become as good as he wants to become. But he has to take the opportunity. If he doesn't do it, he doesn't. So every person should think to himself, Am I going to be from the 900 or am I going to be from the 100? The numbers, of course, I made up. It's not the numbers are not the numbers of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to make this decision, where am I going to be? On that, in this chazal or in that chazal? Am I going to be in the chazal of Noach Lo Shelo Nivron? And therefore, I'll have a lower madrega in Olam Haba. And there's not one person here who is willing to be on the lower madrega. The worst thing I could do if I was a mashkiach and I had to talk to a bocher, I would tell the bocher, you're going to be from the ones of Noach Lo Shelo Nivro. You know what he'll say about me. And he might say it to me. And I tell him that. But the ma'aseh said, it's up to you. It's up to you. There's a saying, when I was your age, we had an expression, maybe I don't know if you still have it, the expression was, I can do it too. I can do it too. Everybody that's sitting here right now can say, should say, will say successfully, I can do it too. I can be from the 100. Don't worry about the numbers because there are plenty of people in the world that are Noach Lo Shelo Nivro. So you can easily be from the numbers, the small amount of numbers. You'll be from the smaller amount. But you have to work on it. You have to try. Baruch Hashem, you have the opportunity. I can say Edus. I was here how many years? 25 years. Until they finally threw me out. But I was here for 25 years. So I know what it's like over here. And as I said before when I started, Omdus Hoyu Agleinu Bishorachi Yerushalayim, the Yibishter gave me a schus, I can stand in there Yisrael, and I'm able to speak. The Yibishter gave me this schus, and I really appreciate it very much. I wish you all had slocha, you should be from the 10%, you should be from those who are going to be, the Akshav Shanivro, Yifashre, Shemashmesh, Shemi Matzliach, should be from the ones who are Zechet Olam Habo, without Namad Dekisufa.